Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministry. Let's come to the Father. Heavenly Father, we worship you, Lord, and we praise you and thank you that you're the King of the universe, but that you're our Lord and our God and our provider and our Savior and our healer, and you're our everything. You are all things to us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the mighty name of Jesus that we have to use down here on this earth. We worship you and we praise you and we thank you for that mighty name. Now then, as the word of God goes out today, I ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to quicken this word to the hearts and minds of your people, of your church. And Lord, those that are hearing the word today that are not a member of your church, I rebuke you, Satan. I command you to get your hands off of them. And Father, I ask you to begin to convict them of sin and draw them into the kingdom of God and save every human being that hears this word today that does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, Satan, I rebuke you and I command you to keep your hands off of every man and woman that hears the word today and does not steal a single word out of their mind and heart. And I want to praise you and thank you, Father, for doing great and mighty things with your word in the name of Jesus. Now, we're continuing to talk about prayer and the great and mighty things that prayer can do for us. Now, yesterday I was talking a little bit about 1 Corinthians chapter 6 there. I'm going to read that scripture again today to start off. And the Word of God says, don't you realize that we Christians will judge and reward the very angels in heaven? And it says, don't you know that someday we're going to judge and govern the world? Now, think about what that says. We Christians are going to judge the world. We're going to judge the angels. That is an awesome thing, that to think that the angels have to be subject to us in the name of Jesus. It's just so wonderful when you learn these things. You can call an angel in and get him to do all kinds of things for you when you really believe God. I've seen them do great and mighty things for me. In fact, I might just tell you a little story right here, what I did, knowing all these things. Here about 6, 7, 8 years ago, I live out in the country on a farm, and I've got several acres of land, and I've got some cows, and I didn't have a bull with my cows, so there was a bull next door that broke the fence down and came in. Great big 1,500-pound bull. I didn't want that bull in there with my cows. My son and I went down. We'd done everything we knew to do to try to get that big monster out of our pasture, and he would not leave those cows. He wanted to stay with those cows. We chased him with a pickup. We chased him on foot. We threw rocks at him. We did everything for an hour, and there was no way we could get him out of that herd of cows. Finally, my son said, Dad, there's no way we're going to get that bull out of here. I said, Son, we got help that you don't know about. He said, What do you mean? I said, Jesus, whenever he said he could ask his father for 12 legions of angels and he would send them immediately, I said, John 14:12, he told us we could do anything he could do, even greater things. So I said, I'm going to stand on that verse. I said, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, send me a big, beautiful angel. I said, Angel, I said, won't you run over and grab that bull by the nape of the neck, and I want you to lead him out of that herd of cows. I want you to lead him straight across there where I'm pointing my finger to that fence. Then I want you to turn him north down that fence line, take him right down there about a quarter mile where I got that gate open, and take him through that gate, and I'll come down there and close the gate. I said, thank you, Father, for your angel. I said, thank you, angel, for doing what I tell you to do in the name of Jesus. I said, let's get him, son. We started toward that herd of cows. That bull's head come up. He walked out of that herd of cows, walked just as straight where I pointed my finger, walked over that fence, turned north, went right down there, walked, never looked back, walked right in that gate, and walked right into that other pasture, and I went down there and closed the gate. And my son says, Dad, if I hadn't have seen that with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. Well, I said, Son, that's what's wrong with us. We don't believe God's word. He makes us the promises. He tells us what we can do. We just go along defeated in life because we don't believe the mighty word of the living God. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, when the Word of God says you're going to judge the world as sons and daughters of the King of the universe, and you're going to judge angels, we'll start finding you some scriptures that guarantees you can do these things and then start acting on them in faith. Start doing some things in faith. When you start praying in faith, when you start taking the name of Jesus and using it in faith, you will see the Lord do some great and mighty things. And then I want you to listen to this great and mighty promise he said here in 2 Timothy 2:12. He said, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. In other words, on the earth, we can reign with the Lord. And he also made us another awesome promise there in Revelations 2. He said, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power or authority over the nations. Think about what he's going to do for us. I mean, we're king's kids. We're going to reign and rule with the king of the universe forever. And he said also there in Revelations 3:21, that's another one of my favorite verses. I quote that real often. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Do you ever think about what that really means to sit with the king in his throne? But that's worth fighting for. That's worth being an overcomer. That's worth reading this book and studying it and learning how to be an overcomer. And if you will do that, you will see the Lord do great and great and mighty things. And I'm telling you, when you learn this, then you can sing a new song. You can sing that song saying, thou art worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God a kingdom of priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Praise God. That's written in Revelation 5:9. Now then, redeemed members of the human race, the only race in all creation that was made in the image of God, will constitute this eternal companion. Since this companion is to share the throne of the universe with her lover and Lord, she must be trained, educated, and prepared for her queenly role. Now then, by delegating his power to her for administrating his decisions and in enforcing his will upon earth, God placed the church in apprenticeship for eternal sovereignty with Christ. By practicing in her prayer closet the enforcement of heaven's decisions in all these wonderful affairs, the church is doing on the job training for co-sovereignty with Christ over his universal empire. I think about, as I have studied and learned how to do things in the mechanical and in the engineering world, you get all this book learning, and then you go out and you do on-the-job training, and you learn how these mighty things work. And it is awesome when you learn these things. But this is more awesome, to do on-the-job training with the King of the universe, to begin to pray in faith, begin to speak in his name, and expect the Lord to do great and mighty things. You know, as we have learned on-the-job training, we must learn the art of spiritual warfare also, of overcoming evil forces in preparation for our getting ready, you know, for to sit with the Lord on the throne. And that's what we're going to do following the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, to enable us, the church, to learn the techniques of overcoming, God, in his awesome wisdom, devised the scheme of prayer. To give us, the church, on-the-job training, God delegated to her, the church, the authority to enforce his will right here on earth in order to enable us, you and me, to acquire the character and the know-how we will need as co-sovereigns with Christ. He has placed upon you and I the responsibility and an authority to enforce God's will and administer his decisions in the affairs of earth. Isn't that a wonderful thing to think about? Notice how often earth is mentioned here in this action, in all of this action we've read about. Think about this. whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth. In Matthew 18:19, if two of you shall agree on earth. Now I've taken that mighty those verses. I have taken Matthew 18:19, and I have literally seen people almost that were on their deathbeds. I have taken that prayer and prayed that prayer and used that and seen our King raise people up off their deathbeds that were already terminal, that already had life support removed from them. I have seen Him heal them and raise them up in a matter of just a few minutes or a few hours, and I've seen Him do great and mighty things with these things. Now, this delegation of authority and administrative responsibility for earthly affairs constitutes the highest honor, the very highest honor, that, and it will elevate us to the highest rank of all created beings. Now, no angel nor archangel will ever achieve this rank. Never. Because no angel, no angels, only redeemed humanity alone is qualified by original creation in the image and likeness of God to constitute the bride and to share the bridegroom's throne. Think about what we're going to get to do as sons and daughters of the King. You know, it may seem irreverent, but it is nevertheless true that God cannot exalt redeemed humanity any higher in the divine economy without infringing upon the Godhead itself. While we must understand that infinity separates the Creator from the created, yet from the beginning God planned in Jesus Christ so completely to bridge this gap that redeemed humanity ends up as a full-blooded member of the family of God, seated with Christ on the throne of the universe as His bride and companion. Think of that. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Revelation 3:21. Isn't that a magnificent promise? So whatever you do, study, prepare, and learn how to do these mighty things and learn how to pray and see God do great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Now, I would like to invite you to write me. I have two 90-minute tapes on this entire teaching, Why Are We Here? That's the name of these two tapes. Two 90-minute teachings on this entire thing I've been talking about this week. And I'd be happy to send you those tapes. The Living Savior Ministry, Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or you can call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web and find all these things at www.tlsm.org. We'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at the Shady 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Come expecting to see the Lord do a miracle for you. Praise His holy name.